Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages. My name is Kay Rail, and I'm the Special Ops Director for the Lean Berets, and it is with great pleasure I introduce you to the inaugural edition of the Audio Blast Files. These are going to be short clips we're going to do on various topics and subject matter that you, the people, have inquired to us about. And I'm going to get this game show started off with something called protein. We've been getting inundated as of late with questions and comments about this material that is very important for the body. So let me just start off by saying, ever since the Atkins diet and similar high proteins diets have evolved back around the year 2000, people have been trying to wrap their brains around why this macronutrient gets so much hype. Now, in regards to the high protein diet specifically, the theory is when you severely restrict your intake of carbs and eat high amounts of protein, your body goes into a state of ketosis. In layman's terms, this means you use stored fat for energy instead of carbohydrates, and you lose uber amounts of weight in a short period of time. Well, on paper, this may sound like a tremendously awesome way to shed weight, but is it really healthy? In my honest opinion, I will give that answer a resounding no. However, the point of this handout is not to pander on about the high-protein diet. Instead, I want to give you the straight dope about what protein does and why we do need at least a base amount on a daily basis. So, let's cover the function of protein. All the cells in the human body, from the ones in your hair follicles to the ones in your auditory canals, rely on protein for their formation. A very low intake of protein will cause brittle hair and nails, possible hair loss altogether, and a compromised immunity. Yes, you heard me correctly. Protein also helps your immune system function optimally. Forms of protein. Not all protein is created equal. You have either complete or incomplete proteins. The difference between the two is in the amino acid profile. Amino acids are substances known as building blocks of protein. In all, there are 21 different amino acids, 9 of which are essential and 12 that are non-essential. Non-essential amino acids are produced naturally in the body, while essential amino acids are not. They are called essential literally because they are essential for proper function. That's pretty great too right there. The only way you get these amino acids is from food or supplementation. A protein food that does not have all the essential amino acids is called an incomplete protein. On the other hand, a protein that does have all the essential amino acids is called a complete protein. It's pretty easy to remember. Now, before I move on, be aware that some health organizations will try to complicate things and mention these things called conditional amino acids. They claim these amino acids are only essential in times of stress or illness. This theory fringes on more in-depth than a second grader can understand, so do not concern yourself with it. All you need to worry about is complete versus incomplete proteins. Now, as good friend of the Lean Berets, Linda Finley, once said, if it has a mother, it is a complete protein. For the most part, that statement is entirely true. All foods that have a mother or come from an animal that has a mother are complete proteins. This list is extensive, and it includes beef, bison, turkey, chicken, lamb, pork, ostrich, goose, duck, venison, and all forms of wild game, eggs from any animal, and all dairy products. Seafood, fish, and shellfish are also included in this category of complete proteins. Now here's where the story gets a little twisted. Certain foods that do not have a mother are also complete proteins because they have all the essential amino acids present. Quinoa is one of the most notable of these, and you can also add hemp, spirulina, soy, buckwheat, amaranth, goji berries, and chia seeds to that list. This is valuable information to know if you are vegan or a strict vegetarian. So let's address incomplete proteins now a little bit further. Now, just because a food is considered an incomplete protein, it does not mean it's unhealthy. In fact, most incomplete proteins still have a number of notable nutrients. Legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains, except those mentioned above, nut butters, corn, fruits, vegetables, and derivatives of these foods are all incomplete. So if you know any of these foods at all, you'll know that they have a lot of different vitamins and minerals into them, such as fiber, B vitamins, iron, niacin, potassium, and phosphorus. So let's move forward a little bit and talk about this thing called food combining. People who are vegan or vegetarian often partake in this ritualistic eating pattern. Simply put, when you combine two incomplete proteins together, they form complete protein in your body. I find that very cool and almost fascinating. This means you do not need to eat 1 to 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight every day like the muscle heads at your local gym will try to lead you to believe. The best way to meet your daily protein needs is simply by making sure to include at least some protein in every meal, regardless if it is complete or incomplete. And here's where it gets even more interesting. You do not need to pair the incomplete proteins together in the same meal as you may have once been told for years. That's old school mentality, mate. As long as you consume incomplete proteins in a 24-hour span of time, you'll reap the benefits of complete protein. This means you can have a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast, beans for lunch, and brown rice for dinner, and you're good to go. So let's quickly address intake of protein. The exact amount of protein you need on a daily basis is a bit of a gray area. Although there is a recommended amount, I think it is very individualized. For example, someone who partakes in high-intensity exercise 5 or more days a week is going to need a heck of a lot more protein than an overweight CEO at a corporation who sits in a chair for 10 hours a day. As I mentioned above, simply try to include some form of protein in every meal you eat and you'll be fine. And I'm going to go a step further and even say, try to include 5 to 6 small meals throughout the course of your day. Not only is this going to give you a consistent amount of protein, which will help with muscle preservation, but it's also going to keep your metabolism elevated and your blood glucose levels stabilized, which is all slam dunks in my opinion. So lastly, I'd like to address meats and dairy products. I want to go back a little bit further and talk to you about the good, the bad, and the ugly of such. As you're probably well aware, the Lean Berets are big advocates of organic and all natural types of food. That means there's no hormones, there's no antibiotics, there's no artificial colors, artificial flavors in the fare that you eat. So meats and fish and dairy products are going to be either organic, free range, or conventional. So when they're conventional, the animals that the meats come from are shot up with hormones and antibiotics, and they're fed grain that's God only knows what is in it, which is a big no, in my opinion, when it comes to food. We have no idea of the long-term effects of these kind of meats on the body. So I choose to go clean and organic. Now, organic is the animals are not shot up with hormones or antibiotics, and they're fed only organic feed or grain or grass. And to me, that's the grade one top-notch food you can possibly get, of meats, that is. Then you have what's called free range. So anything that's free range is not shot up with hormones or antibiotics, but it's also not necessarily fed organic feed. It's still a grade above conventional, and it's far superior to conventional, actually, but it's just not as good as organic. Price points, organic obviously is going to be the most expensive. Free range will be second, and conventional is as cheap as can be. But you get what you pay for. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll pay a little bit more for my diet now than a lot more down the road in medical bills and surgeries. So with that being the case, that's been your Protein 101 for the day. And this is the audio blast from the Lean Berets. And my name is Kay Rail. And I'm peacing out right now. Later.